we are not taught in school how to sleep. And that's a shame because, as I said before, it's one of the three pillars of good health. They tell us everything about our diets and carbohydrates and lipids and proteins and so on. There are gym classes where we exercise and so on. But no one goes to sleep class, not in the United States, anywhere in the world. And it's a shame because we should know how to sleep. And sleep is a function of the brain. The brain likes order and regular activities. So that means that we should go to bed at the same time every day. We should get up at the same time every day. And this includes weekends. Of course, it's a little, people are going to say, how boring. Well, try to do it. And try to get as close as you can to a regular sleep life. Now, in addition to that, we are accustomed to bring to the bedroom a variety of gadgets, television set, the tablets, the telephone. At this time of the year, people take their income tax returns and look at them over for a couple of hours. This is a guarantee of poor sleep that night because it causes major stimulation of the nervous system. And that may interfere with the ability to sleep. Let me also say that exercising too late in the night is not good because it causes an alerting response in the nervous system. Eating excessively immediately before going to bed is not good. Drinking large amounts of alcohol before going to bed is not good. And caffeine, which is a very potent drug, remains active in the system for 6 hours. So if you have caffeine past 6 p.m., guaranteed that it is going to affect your ability to initiate sleep.